Let us pray. Lord, again, send down your Holy Spirit.
主啊，再次我们祈求圣灵降临。
Your children here waiting for your word.
你的儿女等候要听你的说话。
Help them to hear you clearly.
帮助我们能够清楚听到。
Help them to absorb all the truth that is in your word.
能够在你真理里面你的道里面能够完全的去接收。
That their life may be built up for your glory.
以致他的生命能够被建立为着你荣耀的缘故。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣名求。
Amen.
小朋友可以去主一学 Kids can now go to Sunday.
咳咳 After yesterday, wonderful service. Today is the first day after the real work need to be done.
在经过昨日一个好荣耀、好美丽的一个赞美的时间，今日事实上是一个新的开始，一个新的工作的开始。
We all love celebration.
我们都好中意庆祝啦。
Yesterday.After the service, I went into that room there, big plate of food.
我昨天呢，後去到那個活動室，拿了很大碟東西吃。
I think this church will be known as eating church.
我想起教會會變成，希望不是，飲食的教會。
But I think in this sort of a picture, God is saying we need to feed all our sheep.
但是呢我想到的就是好像主耶稣基督的说话，我们要喂养我们的羊。
So today, my theme is God's invitation for you to participate Jesus' life-changing ministry.
所以我今日一就是天父上帝一个参与的邀请，参与乜嘢？就是参与耶稣基督一个改变生命的邀请。
I'm so glad you're here。
我好开心见到你哋。
First Sunday after the blessing and the thanksgiving of this wonderful place for worship。
感恩嘅庆祝之后，喺主日一同嘅敬拜。
I take it you are the real people that is willing to come and worship together and do God's work.
在嘉宾离开之后，你们才真正是这个教会里面的信徒，做上帝的工作的一班人。
Each one of you,
每一个
have your talent,
有你们的恩赐
and your gift,
你们的能力。
And sometimes the gifts that you have, you may not even know.
有阵时你哋嘅你自己都唔知道有噶。
But God has given it to you.
但系上帝已经俾咗你啦。
So don't become the Anglican way, just sit on the pew and do nothing.
请你唔好变成一个老圣公会嘅传统咧，净系坐喺安安分分坐喺张凳度就算数。
I can see there's a little bit Anglicanism here.
喺电视边冇人坐咧，我就有少少觉得咧，有啲圣公会嘅恶习。
You see, the back is always sit full.
后边梗系坐满嘅。
But the front.Is empty.
前面當然是空的。
Now, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹,
I really enjoy yesterday's celebration.
我真是很享受昨天的敬拜和慶祝。
The celebration is based on God's love, God's mercy, and God's blessing.
這個慶祝完全是基於神的愛、神的憐憫和神的祝福。
All those things have a spin-off.
但是呢有一个的枝节的。
And I understand there are more than 100 units over there.
我知道呢第一期的长者大厦有超过184个单位。
I believe the first target you need to do is to get them all here on Sunday.
我哋第一個嘅任務就係要希望咧，所有葡萄園第一期嘅住客都嚟呢度敬拜。
Can we do that?
可唔可以做咧？
Yes,
可唔可以做到咧？
I think you can.
我相信你能夠。
All of you, each one, go and get one, and very soon the 170 old family all will be here.
如果係101嘅話，好快啊，所有嘅住客就會過到嚟啦。
But that is the future work.
呢個係將來嘅工作。
Now, today we just want to listen to Jesus' heart.
呢個我哋想一齊聽下耶穌嘅心啊。
Jesus has an invitation to each one of you.
耶穌呢個早上有一個對你哋每個人獨特嘅邀請。
Whatever your gift is, God wants to use it.
無論你嘅才能恩賜係咩嘢，上帝都需要用。
This need to be a church united together under your pastor, looking forward to the expansion of God's kingdom.
这个需要是一个合而为一的教会，靠带着牧者的带领底下一起的外展宣教。
It will be wonderful.
这个将会是一件非常美丽的事。
I know I am going to hear more about the growing of this church.
我好期待听见将来教会增长的消息。
What is in Jesus' heart?
在耶稣的心肠里面是什么呢？
Jesus' first thing is to invite everybody to come into his kingdom.
耶稣第一个邀请就是邀请所有的人来到他的国里面。
You have accepted the invitation.
在座当中的大家其实已经接受了这个邀请了。
Yes or not? 是
不是啊？
Yes?
是。
How come I didn't hear any answer? You have been invited.
你是被邀请了。
Come and follow me. That's what Jesus said.
耶稣说来跟从我嘛。
It is a personal following.
这个是一个个人对耶稣的跟随。
It is receiving God's heart, understanding Jesus' heart.
接受上帝的心肠，亦都明白耶稣的心意。
Yesterday, when I look at the celebration,
当我睇见昨日的庆典的时候，
the celebration become so wonderful because there are so many people behind the scene doing all the work.
这个庆祝之所以能够这么美丽，是因为很多人在背后做了的事。
Every part of it is carefully planned.
所有都是很仔细的去计划。
I want to congratulate your pastor, your priest, and the members who, the core member who planned the Thanksgiving service.
为到牧者，为到堂议会的弟兄姊妹，做带领的我们去感恩。
It was truly a thanksgiving to God for his blessing to reap you up to this time.
这个真是一个敬拜上帝、荣耀上帝的一个时间。
But you have a share in it.
但是你知道你有份的。
And you are here yesterday.
你昨天在这里。
And you sing wonderfully.
你唱得很好听。
And the whole church raised up the voice. I was afraid the roof may come down.
我哋大声嘅去赞美上帝，我咧有啲担心咧个屋顶唔知会唔会冧。
Of course, Mark say it's okay。
黄文和弟兄就一定话唔使惊。
You can shout, you can give praise to God。
你可以放声嘅呼喊，可以赞美上帝。
God make sure this is a solid ground。
上帝清楚知道呢个系建基喺坚稳嘅。
So it is not only the personal commitment to Jesus Christ that is important.
所以重要的不单只是个人对耶稣的委身。
After you have committed yourself to Jesus Christ, what is to follow.
当你委身之后是什么呢？
Anglican has been cheated by the devil.
有时圣公会的信徒呢、被魔鬼愚弄了。
That's why we get out of this so-called official church.
所以呢我们离开了这个的、传统。
Our new culture in Jesus Christ is we follow Jesus and we must go and lead others to Jesus.
真正的方法是我们跟随耶稣，也都带领其他人去跟随耶稣。
I remember many years ago when I went to a new parish.
当很多年前我有机会去到一个堂会。
I to become a rector there.
我是这个地方的主任牧师。
I was very young.
我很年轻。
Now don't look down on the young people.
不要轻看那些少年人。
The young people have their own way of seeing God's heart.
年轻人有他们明白上帝心肠的方法。
So at that time, I say to the Parish Council, which is the council that look after the affair of the church.
所以呢当时我作为牧者呢就同堂议会来到商讨。
I said we must have a mission.
我需要有一个的目标，有一个使命。
And we must organize once a year and invite speaker to come and talk about the heart of Jesus.
每一年呢，我们需要邀请一些讲员呢来到分享上帝的心。
I was surprised the PCC, the Parish Council, say no.
当时的堂议会就拒绝了我。
And I need to find out why is it like that.
我就很好奇啊，想找出什么原因呢？
And so in the PCC, there is a young friend who are there.
我在这个堂议会里面有一个年轻的朋友。
I asked him.
我就问他。
He said,At that time, I was only archdeacon. He said, Archdeacon, you know, we have been beaten and we feel shy.
他就跟我讲，他说，我们受过伤，所以我们怕。
Because the previous priest also enthusiastically wanted to organize mission.
因为你上任的牧师呢，都一样是有这样的心。
They invited a very important, good speaker.
他邀请了一个很著名的讲员。
The night come when the mission start, we are all here, but very few people come to the mission.
那晚我们做了安排好了，但是很少人来。
Because in the Anglican old way,Mission is only the Baptists. Mission is only all those and the non-conformists will do. We Anglican, we are too important to those do that kind of thing.
因为在他们的传统、他们的了解上面呢，这些的聚会呢是其他宗派才做的，我们不会做这些东西。
Brothers and sisters, that I think is the killer for the church.
这一样的观念，这一种的想法，事实上杀死了教会。
When the church did not look at and the evangelistic mission and reaching out to people as the important work of the ministry of Jesus.
如果教会不着重宣教和传福音的工作，是耶稣基督的主要的工作的话，
I give you 10 years, the church will slowly die off.
十年内这个教会一定的灭亡。
Jesus' invitation is to each one of you.
耶稣的邀请是对我们每一个人。
Come and follow me.
来跟从我。
Learn of me.
从我身上去学吧。
Have a personal relationship with me.
同我有一个个人的关系啊。
And now, go and tell.Others about your experience.
跟住你就去话俾人听你经历上帝嘅经验。
You don't have to be like Edmund Ho who can preach very well.
你唔需要好似牧师咁去周围讲道。
No, All you need to do is sit down in love with your friend and tell him or her about Jesus Christ and your experience in Jesus Christ.
你需要的就是跟你的朋友坐下一起分享你经历上帝、经历主耶稣的那种的经验。
All of you who stay in Winter's Garden has plenty to tell.
我们在座当中在葡萄园大厦里面居住的，我很深信你们有很多故事。
Go and tell them.
就告诉他们。
Yeah, it is. I think, you know, we human beings, when I saw some TV, we saw something, we can tell.
我们在电视看到我们会说。
And we tell our friend.
我们告诉朋友。
And sometimes very 紧张。
我们好。We are very nervous.
Very excited.
Excited. You're right.
And why, when you, God gave you such a wonderful experience, gather you together in this lovely place that you cannot tell?
但是为什么我们有上帝这些恩典，我们有一个这么好的教堂，我们不告诉人呢？
So go and tell.
去告诉人。
And invite them too to come.
邀请他们来。
Come to see the community of faith, the community of love.
来看这个信仰的群体，这个爱的群体。
So, first invitation is very clear.
第一个的邀请是很清楚的。
Now, Peter,deny Jesus three times.
我们知道耶稣彼得使徒彼得是不认主三次。
And so, and after the resurrection, Jesus said, "This is the fellow I must continue to encourage, and so that he will raise in faith, raise in leadership."
所以复活的主很清楚知道这个人是我必须要重建的，他需要在信心上面，在跟他的关系上面重建。
When you look at Jesus' way of dealing with Peter, he can deal with you too.
当你看见耶稣怎样跟彼得重建这个关系，相同的耶稣都可以跟你这样做。
How Jesus loved Peter, he lovedEach one of you.
耶稣点爱彼得，耶稣同样的去爱你。
How Jesus raised up Peter, he will raise up each one of you.
耶稣点样建立翻呢个彼得，耶稣同样建立你。
And that is the reading for the gospel today.
就是我们刚才所读的约翰福音这段的圣经。
Jesus asked Peter three times.
耶稣问了彼得三次。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗？
The first time, Peter said, "Of course, I love you."
耶稣彼得第一次答我，我当然爱你了。
And the second time, asked the same question. Peter, I think, feel a little bit funny. How come the second time he asked him?
耶稣第二次再问的时候，我相信彼得就有少少怀疑，有疑问，为什么又再问？
And the third time, the same question is asked again.
第三次耶稣问的时候，
And so I think Peter said, "Lord, you know lah."
彼得说，你知道耶稣。
This is Malaysian ways of talking. You know lah.
你知道。
And I love you.
你知道我爱你。
Now,After each time, Jesus said, "Feed my lamb, feed my sheep, take care of my sheep."
耶稣三次听完彼得的回复，他都是说，你牧养，你喂养，你教养我的羊。
I look at this TEC now in this context.
当我在今天看见大家在这个地方，
You are like Peter.
你就好似彼得一样。
God put the vintage garden in front of you.
神将呢个葡萄园摆喺你面前啦。
They cannot go anywhere.
佢去唔到边度噶噃。
They are here.
佢冇得走噶，佢喺度噶咯。
It is a good target to go.
呢个肯定嘅系一个好好嘅目标啊。
He asks you, Jesus asks you, "Do you love me?"
耶稣问你爱我吗？
You cannot just casually say, "Yes, I love you."
你唔可以好是但求其嘅话，我爱我。
Three times Jesus asked the same question. He wants to drive home to Peter. Peter, your priority is to follow me to be my disciples.
三次耶稣嘅问就系想俾得清楚嘅睇见你嘅先后次序，首先系跟随我做我嘅门徒。
So never thought, don't think that you're just by accident you are now in this church TEC.
唔好以为你嚟到呢个地方系偶然。
Never an accident.
永远唔系偶然。
With God is always a purpose.
喺上帝嘅里边，永远系有原因嘅。
The purpose of God for you, even at this age,
就算系你嘅年纪当中
，is to show forth Jesus Christ, to lead people to Christ.
系让人透过喺你身上睇见耶稣基督，带佢哋信主。
Yes, just a casual answer will not last very long.
一个马虎嘅答案应酬唔可以持续几耐。
Only when it go through our head, into our heart, come out from our heart, and said to Jesus, "Yes, I love you."
要通过你嘅脑入到心里边，喺你心里边回复上帝话。耶稣说我是爱你。
So brother and sister, don't just be a pew warmer.
弟兄姊妹不要在这里去只是暖着这张凳。
You must be the disciple of Jesus Christ with Jesus in your heart and in your life, and wherever you go, you always show that side of Jesus.
你必须要将耶稣接受入你嘅生命，入你嘅生活嘅里边，无论你去到边度，让人睇见耶稣。
You know, Jesus loved all those people who stay in this vintage garden.
耶稣好爱喺隔篱呢个建筑物里边所居住嘅所有人。
He is looking at them and praying in his own heart. One day, the whole vintage garden will sit here and.Worship God.
他的心，他的祷告就是这个建筑物里面所有的住客有一天能够在这个地方一同敬拜赞美神。
You may say, "No, I don't know how to do this."
你可能会说，我不懂啊。
I want to ask you, do you know Jesus Christ?
你懂不懂耶稣呢？
Do you love Jesus Christ?
你爱不爱耶稣？
The answer I know is that yes, 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 right?
我很相信答案是爱。是。
So you love Jesus, you know Jesus, and Jesus now invites you, after you know him, to share him with all the others.
你爱他，你知道他，他现在就差派你去将这个关系和人分享。
But this is the community of faith.
但这个是信仰的群体。
I look at so many of you, each one have the gifts from God.
当我望见大家的时候，你们每一个人都有不同的才能恩赐。
And each one of you have loved Jesus Christ.
你们每一个人都爱主耶稣。
So I'm sure this church will grow.
我很相信这个教会必定会增长。
Within the community of faith, we need to continue to go deep in Jesus.
这个的群体需要在主对耶稣的认识能够进深。
We need to continue to love one another.
需要继续的彼此去相爱。
Sometimes many people drive, or not drive there, where the old days, they will look in, they say,Who are these people?
经过的人会望见这班什么人呢？
of course, they say, oh, this is called Toronto Emmanuel Church. But I can tell you, they don't see all this building.
他看不见这些一切的建筑物.
When they look in, they want to see life changed by Jesus Christ. They want to see life different from any other people. What other people cannot do, you will do.
其他人不做的, 我们会做。
What other people cannot love their enemy, you will love some people even that you dislike.
其他人不能够, 爱仇敌如同爱自己, 但是你愿意这样去做。
This is the invitation of Jesus to you.
这个是耶稣基督对你的邀请。
Maybe you haven't heard it before.
或者你可能从未听过。
But today, Jesus said, I invite you to share with me the ministry that will change the life of others.
但耶稣这个早上就是邀请你 去分担这个工作, 去服侍其他人。
Now the third calling is the worldwide vision of mission.
第三个邀请就是去参与上帝那个普世宣教的一个邀请。
You know, Jesus talked to those disciples in his time.
耶稣对他当时的门徒说,
When you receive the Holy Spirit, you will be given power to be my witness in Judea, in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the end of the world.
特别提到圣灵降下，你们就要得着能力，由耶路撒冷到撒玛利亚，到犹太全地撒玛利亚，直到地极，要做他的见证。
Apparently, yesterday in the Vancouver, there was a sign come down from heaven.
昨天在温哥华有一个奇妙的一个，你可以说一个上帝的神迹。
They saw a rainbow, full rainbow.
一个全彩虹的景象。
When we dedicate this church, people in Vancouver saw the rainbow.
当我们为了这个新的堂址而感恩的时候, 温哥华的人见到一个全彩虹。
When we first, at that time, is to do the groundbreaking, we saw the full rainbow.
当日我们动土的时候，我们看见又是一个全彩虹。
This is God's blessing.
这个是上帝的恩典。
This is God's sign.
上帝的一个记号。
God's sign is telling us God has a bigger vision.
神的意思就是想告诉我们，他有一个更大的心意。
God has a bigger agenda.
上帝有一个更大的议程。
His ultimate agenda is to bring all races to come into his kingdom. And so the third person of the Trinity joined in Jesus' ministry.
三一上帝的里面第三位，他就同耶稣一齐喺呢个工作嘅当中。
So who is your example?
在你的例子里面是谁呢?
Do you just think that you are only TEC in next to Vintage Garden and no more?
对你来说，是不是我们教会就是在葡萄园里面的一个教会?
That is too small.
太小了。
God has a bigger agenda for you.
上帝有一个更大的计划。
TEC has gone through 6 years of hard work.
多伦多以马内经过的是六年七年的时间的开垦的时候。
I know some of your leaders.
我认识你们的领袖。
Although I only come about once a year.
虽然我一年来一次。
But I heard a lot from your bishop.
但是我从你的主教听到很多的消息。
He is very proud of you people.
佢為大家咧好驕傲。
He continue to pray for you people。
佢一直為到大家咧嚟到感恩。
Because he also sees God's vision。
因為佢一樣睇到上帝呢個遠像異象。
Now this slave is captured by Jesus。
呢個奴仆咧就俾上帝捉住咗。
And he can't run to anywhere now。
啊，佢邊度都去唔到噶啦。
He is now the servant of Jesus Christ。
呢個係耶穌基督嘅仆人。
Many of you who have given the last 6 years to this project, you are also now servant of Jesus Christ.
在过去这么多年所投放的、所牺牲的这一班的弟兄姊妹，他们一样是上帝的仆人。
Brothers and sisters, Jesus invites you to join him to win the world into the kingdom of God.
耶稣基督邀请大家去到普世的地方，去叫更多人能够进入上帝的国。
I can go on until this afternoon。
我可以一路讲到呢个下昼。
But I might miss my flight。
可能错过埋嗰个班机添。
But I think you get the idea。
不过我相信你明白我意思啦。
The third invitation is the mission of Jesus to the world。
第三个头先讲嘅邀请就系、是。去到世界去做宣教的工作。
Never look down on yourself.
不要轻看自己。
You are that material that Jesus is going to grab and put into his worldwide church.
你是上帝要捉住可以使用摆在普世的教会当中的材料。
At this point,I have no better thing just to pray for you as I conclude this sermon for today.
结束的时候我只有一个的祷告。
I just want to pray that Jesus' invitation will be picked up clearly, firmly, and very soon many things will happen here for the glory of God.
我盼望弟兄姊妹每一个人能够接受上帝这个的邀请，为了上帝的荣耀的缘故。
Lord, we just commit all these people who sit here to you.
上帝，我将这里所有在座的弟兄姊妹交在你的手。
You have given them the Holy Spirit.
你已经给他们圣灵。
You have opened their heart to receive you.
你已经开了他们的心去接受你。
You have opened their eyes to see the vision.
让他们看见这个异象。
They are not just here for themselves.
他们不是只是为了自己来到这里。
You have an invitation for them to join you for that great agenda of Jesus Christ.
你邀请他们同主耶稣基督这个伟大的计划联合埋参与在当中。
Bless each one of them, Lord.
求你赐福每一个。
Give them that understanding of your heart.
俾佢哋能够真知道你的心。
And this church will be marked by Jesus, Jesus ministry, and Jesus agenda.
以致这个教会能够有耶稣基督、耶稣基督的工作、耶稣基督的计划的印记。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣名祷告。
Everybody say, Amen. Amen.